KB, 4CBA Mobile.
KF4NXY.
It ain't so. What are you up to?
Drinking a glass of tea and got a tangerine out of the refrigerator.
That sounds good. I just left Mythos, the DX meeting, and enjoyed the conversation and the company there. And of course, naturally, we talked about a variety of things, but a lot of it had something to do with ham radio.
Good, that's good. Took my old Ford truck up to the painter yesterday. Gonna get it painted. It'll probably be in his shop for a little while. It's whole lot of little parking lot scratches on that truck.
All right, it seems like you just can't get around that. I went to Walmart one day this week, and I wasn't in there 15 minutes, came back out. Somebody had, I don't know if they used a key or something, but they dug down on my door handle on the passenger front door and just dug it down to the all the way down to the plastic, and because that's what the door handle is made out of. But I got some of this new finish stuff, and I put it on there, and you can't even tell it's hurt, so. I don't know. Somebody got the jollies, though. I guess they couldn't stand the fact that I had a nice-looking car, and they were probably driving a piece of junk.
It's probably the situation. My Toyota truck had a little scratch on it, and I did like you did. I got some touch-up paint. Got that took care of before the rust got to spreading on it.
Good thing to keep that under control. I watch several of these shows, where they redo cars and stuff, and a lot of them are into, if they just have, surface rust, they're into just, painting over that, putting lacquer over that, or clear coat, I guess it is, and, They leave it that way, so that patina is the look they're going for. And at first I didn't like it, but it turns out pretty good.
Well, you've been getting to play a good bit of tennis in this good weather.
Yeah, I tell you, it's February, so, I grew up here, so I know. I know it's not going to last, and sure enough, I think I looked, Monday night, it's going to be like 28 degrees, so, for the low, so, and the high is going to be about 42. So, anyway, welcome to February back, because it ain't going nowhere. And heck, I've seen it snow in April here, so you just never know.
Well, I'm born and raised in this state, and I've seen ice storms in March. We lost power for 2 weeks. you just never know what kind of weather we're going to get. The weather person was talking about, we get a false spring and then a false winter and a false summer. Get 3 weeks of the weather one way, and then next thing you know, bam, it's done flipped and turned back cold.
Run into a good many people at the I still call it the sports club. It's ACAC now, but anyway. And you know, they're from up north or somewhere out west, and I tell them, you know, if you don't like the weather in Greenville, just stick around. It, you know, it'll change in a few minutes.
Hear them say that when we go down to Florida, low shower, it come up, and they say, well, don't worry, it'll be gone in just a few minutes, and the sunshine will be back out.
I had a aunt and uncle that lived down there in Fort Lauderdale. They taught at Broward Community College for about 30 years and or more. And we'd go down and see them, and yeah, have those afternoon showers. It'd be, you know, hot, and then it would rain, and then the sun would come back out, and it'd be hot again. So, you know, that's just the way it was. So, you just never know. It looked like some clouds were blowing in from the west when I was outside working in the backyard this afternoon, but it never got to us, so, or never did anything. But they looked kind of threatening, but anyway. Well, I'm going to have to jump out of here. I'm sitting in front of the garage here, so I'm going to pull this thing on in there, and I'll go in the house and see what kind of trouble I can get into. My wife's not here, so I can. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, so but always good to talk with you, and behave yourself if you possibly can. And I'll stick around for your final 73's KB4 CPA.
Good evening, and